Hargy, Hargy, I declare myself pickled pink about...
Yo, Dave, what's up, man? It's Giggles.
Dave and Giggles, it's not trash.
I think you just became my personal hero.
Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it.
Ah, fuck it, dude. Let's go bowling.
Oh, you betcha, yeah.
Well, I'm going to hell.
I got my hair out. I got my muscles out.
Giggles is going all out. It is a beautiful, beautiful Super Bowl Sunday morning.
It's gorgeous.
And I'm sitting here drinking coffee like the old days. Yeah. The old coffee talk days.
Coffee talk days.
You like those days, didn't you?
I love those days.
What do you feel like better, doing a show at night or doing a show in the morning?
Anytime.
Anytime.
Anytime. Anytime's a good
Anytime.
Time to do a show.
Really?
Yeah, because we connect and we just get together and we talk.
Really? All right, you know what? What's that? What's happening? You're just pointing at things. You're dead over there?
No,
you should be plugged in.
You're not?
You should be in the three.
No, that's guest.
No, that's you now. No, it's you. I unplugged it.
Check.
Yeah, he's got nothing now.
All right. Oh, boy.
Wow. He misses a week. He misses a week, and this is what happens.
He misses a week, and he gets all messed up.
Ladies and gentlemen, Ryan Airy, our producer and technical director.
Here, just you know what we're going to do? I know. This is going to go right here.
Okay.
Right? And then we're going to go like this. I got to do everything around here.
You're doing exactly what I was going to do. And instead, you're making... You know what? You're just like my mother.
Just like
here,
like
just
my
everybody
mother.
Relax. Guys,
speaking of mother, yesterday, I went up to my mom's house.
Yes.
Right? Which is a lovely day.
Asshole.
There it is. Treat there yourself is. Down
yeah,
a little
you
bit,
you don't
buddy.
Need to be that
Jesus.
High.
Jesus.
Coming on that high.
And I so tomorrow is
your birthday.
My birthday.
Happy birthday.
Yeah.
Happy today.
Birthday. Happy.
Today is my dad's birthday.
Oh no shit.
Yeah.
Wow.
Dead Dad's Club.
Dead Dad's Club.
But so yesterday went up there and it was my mom, my sister, my niece, my grandma.
Mm-hmm.
It was like the ladies and me.
Yeah.
Right? We're sitting around and I realized something. Your birthday is the one day a year. Your one birthday a year, you don't have to sing that damn happy birthday song, and everyone else gets to sing it, and you don't have to sing it.
Right.
So you just have to sit there, and everyone goes happy, awkwardly, happy birthday. It's so awkward
it's
to sing
always
that.
So awkward.
It's always so awkward.
I think, I like, you know, there's got to be a better way.
You like the Stevie Wonder version, don't you?
Happy birthday to you. Happy, yeah. Or like, hey, everybody, happy birthday.
Hey.
And then everybody, like, you know, like, just get it over and done with. You can't make it.
It's just so awkward.
It is so awkward.
He plays this every show.
Every time.
What's wrong with it? What's wrong with it? It's a good song.
It's a great
song. You know, it is good. Yeah. It's good to have you back, Ryan.
Yeah,
it is.
Yeah,
it's
I
nice.
Can tell. You guys are really giving me a warm reception.
Well,
you give me a bad mic, right, that's not plugged into the board, and then you
I
act like it's
before.
My fault.
It was working before.
I bring you coffee.
I thought
that
you
was
did
really
a mic
nice
check. Didn't we do a mic? You're like, all right, let's
no,
do
you
a
guys
sound
started,
check.
You guys started the thing up.
I will say our producer.
I'm having a good time.
I know you are, buddy.
Don't talk over
it's
me.
It's a big day today.
I will say our producer is looking dapper.
He's looking
wearing
dapper.
A nice
well, guys,
shirt.
We got to treat this show like it's an occasion.
It is.
It is.
Today is an occasion, too. It's Super Bowl Sunday.
You're kidding.
We're having a pregame show. It's going to be huge.
It's going to be really
You
big.
Hate football.
I just
Tell me what you hate about football.
I like football. I just hate the over-commercialization of it.
You hate the over-commercialization of it. You sound like Airy over here.
Yeah.
I do. I just hate the over-commercialization.
Tell me what you hate about the Super Bowl.
It's just so much, like, you know, the money that they pump into the ads and everything, I feel like they could put it a lot better. I'm really a commie deep down inside. I'm just like,
you're a commie.
That,
you
like,
are.
Take that money
well,
and put it somewhere else. Put it somewhere else.
Yeah, I remember you used to go to those commie meetings.
I did.
Yeah,
they
whatever happened
me.
To that?
They
what
keep
happened?
Calling
to
me. So
we should do an interview with them. Why don't we do an interview with them?
Did you used to go to commie meetings?
Yeah, he used to go to them all the time.
No, I thought this was a bit. Seriously?
No.
You got to talk about being a communist.
For the listeners at home, when I was in my early stages of dating,
I can't
Giggles,
take. Give me another song before I rip your head off.
Just shut up and listen to his story.
This is terrible.
Give it to me.
We get
so,
along.
So anyways, long time ago, back
long time
in the
ago.
Early Dave and Giggles game.
Early game.
I went to one of those. It was that Revolution bookstore.
Where is it at?
It's on 28th Street or 26th Street down there. I go in there and I wanted to see this person speak. I was like, oh yeah, I'll go and watch somebody speak.
I swear, if this song doesn't come up.
It's so terrible.
All right, so go on. 26th Street, the comic book store, Revolution.
So I go in there and I listen to this lady speak about Iraq and I'm hanging out there. And for the dumb reason I put my name on a mailing list.
Never do that.
So I get calls and I get emails and they're like, hey, you want to donate money? We're about to close, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, really don't have money to donate to you guys right now.
Shit.
I did a little research on their website and they're full on like communists.
Full on.
They're
communists.
Like,
full on.
They're like,
seize the capital and give it to the people.
Somebody said they were like Maoists. They're like, serious, like, ready for that.
We're ready for it.
You know what I say to them?
What do you say to them?
Get out.
Get out.
You want it like, this ain't communist.
No.
No, it ain't communist America, that's no. for sure. And now, did you see, as
proof, the Super Bowl.
The Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
All right, before we get into Egypt, tell me more about what your ideas of the Super Bowl is. Let's go Super Bowl. We'll talk Super Bowl talk.
It's become a fake holiday. It's even more fake than St. Patrick's Day or Valentine's Day.
It's true.
It's just to sell stuff. People who don't like football will get together and watch the Super Bowl. It's kind of like
for
people who don't practice religion get together and celebrate Christmas,
Easter
and things like that because it's, you know, something they can make money off
of. Sure.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, people got to make money, like supermarkets. They got to have those Super Bowl specials. And you know what? If it's an excuse to hang out, you know, why not?
But the thing is that the people do want it. If the people didn't want it, then there's
true.
A reason
Very
to bitch
true.
About
yeah.
it. But the people want it, so they'll give it
and
to
the
them.
And the commercials are entertaining. And there
and,
you go.
And talking about communism, it's capitalism at its best. It's saying, right. this is what the people want. We're going to sell it to you because you're going to buy it.
We do that well.
We do it well. We do it well.
Yeah.
Do.
Speaking of doing it well.
Doing it well.
Your hair getting longer by the minute.
Doing it well.
So are we down for the Samson contest?
The Samson contest? You want to do it?
The Samson contest.
All right, the first person between me and you to cut our hair loses.
But see,
you got to start at a level place, though.
Yeah, we got to.
You got to shave your
head. I'll do it. I don't care. I'll do it from right here. My hair's way longer than yours.
I don't know, Mike. Can you go into work with a shaved head?
No.
Oh, you don't work.
Oh,
I forgot.
Ouch.
I forgot.
All right, so if we were to do the Samson contest, me and you,
yeah,
hair for hair, whoever cuts it first loses. What are you willing to put up?
The loser. I don't know. That's a good one. We'll have people let us know. What do they want?
All right. You think about this. We'll talk about it next week.
Sex with the other person's girlfriend.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah.
What do you mean? I'm having sex with Scrap?
Exactly.
Oh, I thought. No. Oh, sorry, Dave. Did I bring? I didn't know.
No, totally fine.
You moved on, right?
Yeah.
Everybody's looking so good over there. So anyway.
This week. Anderson Cooper got his ass kicked
twice in Egypt.
Did you see any of the video?
You can't be like a silver fox going into Egypt
and expect to be
hang out with the hurricanes. You know,
sure,
Katrina.
They're not
going
like to hurt
you. They're not going to hurt you because you know you need people there. Sure. It's like we need press, but
they're welcoming.
Yeah.
He could have got his ass beat that bad because I saw the video of him talking about it afterwards. He
really
still looked great.
Yeah,
like,
he
looked.
He probably just got shot.
I want to go to Egypt and get my ass kicked.
I was watching the video. You guys obviously didn't see the video, did you? There's a video and he's on his flip cam. And most of the time the flip cam is facing the ground. And you see all these people like storming at him and then running away. And then at one point the camera comes up and you see this one guy come at him and punch him in the side of the head and then run off.
Really?
So he's like, and he's just like, I got hit about 10 or 12 times. So these guys are just running up. And then there's another one. As the camera's panning around, you see one guy with a knife in his hand.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
So are we under the assumption that it's the pro Mubarak supporters?
Yeah, they did it, yeah.
Or I would say Mubarak supporters.
Interesting.
Like
I'm not really 100%
cops
sure.
Cops in plain clothes on horses with whips is what it was.
Wow.
But he said that the army, the people that were there in the tanks and stuff, weren't doing anything. They weren't helping him out. They weren't doing anything.
It's because
they were just watching.
It's because they were in uniform. I mean, you don't see like people come to a rally on horseback, you know, that are just regular civilians. They were clearly like policemen. They just...
Sure. Yeah. But weren't they supposed to protect, keep the peace?
Well, you don't confuse the army with the police. You know what I mean? Like, the army are there to look official and maintain order, but the police are like more Mubarak's, his people there.
His peeps.
His thugs.
I wish I had this sound clip, but on SNL last night on Weekend Update, Seth Meyers said, you know, had this bit called The Winners and Losers of Egypt. He said the winner, Anderson Cooper, because he got his ass kicked and he still looks great.
He does look good.
The big loser, Tunisia, because their coup was completely overshadowed by this one.
Oh, yeah.
It's like... Tunisia is the sound garden to Egypt's Nirvana.
Good one.
That's how they put it.
Oh.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, it makes sense.
Makes
Who do you think's next? You know, like this is China?
China?
You think China could do it? No, China's happy. Those guys are happy.
People are...
They're allowed to have kids now.
They're just
They're like, oh, yeah, you can have more than one kid.
Can you have more than one kid now?
Yeah.
You can?
I think since that earthquake, they...
wow.
No, I'm serious. It's
Really?
Yeah. Because like a lot of those... Well, I think maybe in that one province. But ever since that earthquake, they were like, we'll let you have a couple.
Bureau of Population Control said enough people were killed in the earthquake to where they can...
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Do you guys believe in that? Do you guys believe that there should be a curb on... They say 7 billion people in 2020, I think.
No, it was something like there's 7 billion people now.
Really?
Yeah, there's 7 billion people now.
Wow.
And by, I think it was 2020, maybe even less, there's going to be 9 billion. Really? Estimations of 9 billion.
That's the thing I saw on the subway. 65. The majority of people who have ever lived to be 65 and older are alive right now because human beings are living so much longer.
Sure.
Mm. Yeah.
I believe that.
Shit.
Messed up.
All right, so you're probably wondering why we haven't talked about the phone situation. The phone situation right now is a little funky. They cut us off for some reason. The man's getting us down.
They want money.
They want money. Blog, so maybe we'll start a Kickstarter for the phones. Mm-hmm. It's only $40 a month. We'll talk about it. Email us if you're interested in donating a little money. Maybe we'll start a Kickstarter. But as of now, we're only going to be able to get calls from 3:30 to 4. So at 3:30, we'll take a break and we'll come back with all your calls that you want to call.
I want to hear from you.
Yeah, it'll still be the same 646-915-9228. May not be like that next week, but right now, that's what it is.
Can we have an on-air production meeting right now?
Whoa, what do you got for it?
I want to talk about how we're going to get our listeners, like our listening base, because what's going on?
Don't worry about it. I was just playing something for you.
How, you know, when I put a link to somebody's wall on Facebook, mm-hmm. I'm like, I think that you'll be interested in this show. So here's a little gem. Here's a little, you know, a gem in your inbox or on your wall.
Okay.
It's actually considered a compliment.
Sure.
If I think that you would like to listen to our show.
All right.
So for our loyal listeners out there,
sure.
Just want to say, you know, I'm happy.
What are you saying?
I'm just saying, thanks.
Thank you to our listeners.
Loyal listeners. You know who you are.
You know who you are.
You know, if you want to be off our list, give us a shout, I'll take you off our list. I won't post stuff on your wall.
Sure.
But from what I'm hearing now, people know about this show.
Sure.
People know that it's happening.
Oh, it's happening.
They're like, oh, Dave and Giggles. You guys,
every Sunday.
It's not trash.
It's not trash.
It's not trash. What was our talk? What was our thing like a couple weeks ago? We had a new one. We came up with
It's better than silence.
It's better than silence.
That's really great. Good. Yeah. That, so you got to start low, work your way up.
Yeah, it's better than
trash,
silence.
It's better than silence.
Yeah, soon it'll be...
what else you doing?
Sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Salvation Army.
Big
because you don't have cable.
Big week for music this past week. David Trott and Michael Ronstadt, if they're listening.
Dave and Giggles. Week
in review.
Week in review.
David Trotta, week in review.
They had a show at Bar East, which was sold out.
Oh, sold that's out. Why I couldn't get there.
That's why you we couldn't
that's
get
why
tickets.
Dave and Giggles couldn't get tickets.
Because they were sold out.
They were sold out.
They sold out Bar East, and they're just, you know, making things happen.
Making things happen. Making it all come together.
Yeah.
And doesn't, what's his name, your boy Dan Collins have a show coming up too, right?
I think March 3rd.
Ronstadt has a show.
They're doing something at the Tin Angel in Philly. I think we should go to it. It's on the 3rd.
Down in Philly?
Down in Philly.
So all right, we'll talk about it.
We'll talk about it.
March? All right, next week.
But if we go down there,
we're
getting paid. Because last time we went down there, we did all that video shit for free. Nothing.
Nothing.
No love.
Nothing.
No love.
All right, I would be happy to do this. Next week, we go down there. We get Dan Collins and we get Michael Ronstadt to give us a signed CD each. We're going to give it to our listeners next week.
I like it.
Great idea.
That's a great idea.
So next week we're going to do a, and I got an idea how we're going to do it. We'll tell you about it next week. But next week we're going to give away signed CDs by Dan Collins.
And Michael Ronstadt.
And Michael Ronstadt.
So two CDs.
Two CDs.
Two CDs.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll get one from David Trotta too.
And David Trotta.
David Trotta.
Once a week I want to give away a CD signed.
That's a good one.
That's the goal. This is all on air production meeting, isn't
it? Yeah, yeah. That's what we're doing. We're just connecting.
It's a Super Bowl Sunday. Give me some pump up music. Give me something to pump me up.
Oh, gosh.
You hate the Super Bowl.
He can't stand it.
No, I got something for you.
What do you got?
Can you bring me up? You know how to bring me up, right?
I don't know. No, you should be up. What are you? You should be up.
You should be up.
You're up.
What do you got?
Oh.
This is pretty good.
Yeah.
You all the way up?
That's it? That's all you're giving me?
Well, it's meant for the phone.
That lasts forever.
This is what you're giving me?
And I want you here with me.
This is what you're giving me?
With me, with me. From tonight until the end of time.
Oh, God.
You should know everywhere I go. Always on my mind, in my heart, in my soul. You're the meaning in my life. You're the inspiration. You bring feeling to my life.
I'm sorry.
You're the inspiration.
I apologize.
I want to have you near me. I want to have you hear me say, yeah.
You go to the bathroom.
No one needs you more than I.
That's a fat cat.
Need you.
Now, let me get this straight. In your olden days of when you got out of college, you wanted to be, what did you want to be?
It's funny. I wanted to be.
All right, turn this down.
Yeah, sorry.
We're done. We're done. Pause it. We're done. That was a good bit. Good.
That was really I like something. That.
Yeah.
You're with me?
Yeah.
So I wanted to be an actor.
Actor.
Actually, I had a moment in high school when I got offered full ride scholarship to a music theater program and to a dance program.
Did they ever see you dance or sing?
They just looked at his headshot and said, he's pretty.
Yeah, basically. Actually, they said, we need guys.
We
and
need
I was
guys.
Like, okay, yeah. I need a scholarship.
So you just got in based on that you had a dick. That's it.
Basically, yeah. Even then, they didn't know. So yeah, I got a free...
But you didn't go there.
I didn't go for dance, but I went for music theater because I got all three, the singing, dancing, and acting, none of which I do very well.
No.
You know what I'm saying?
I think actually the best thing you can do is dance.
Yeah, I'm a pretty good dancer.
Because you can't sing.
No.
Can't
my
act.
Nostrils flare when I sing. When I sing, my nostrils, they flare. It's so awkward.
Can we maybe after the show at some point today, I'll take a video of you singing and we'll just get like a close-up of your face and we'll post it on David Giggles?
If the callers want it. If they want it, if they call in and say they want it, I'll give it
we'll
to them.
We'll do it. We'll give it to them.
Because we'll give them what they want.
We'll give them what you want. That's
we,
what we're
we
here
for.
We
care about our listeners.
We care about you.
Want them to, you know.
Yeah. Totally.
So,
what do you got over there?
So, I want to tell a little story here.
Okay.
Gosh, because I'm surprised he's gotten the brown off of his nose.
Who?
This guy, our producer.
This
Ryan.
Guy.
Oh, brown
whoa,
nose.
Whoa, we whoa, go. Whoa. Hang on now. Hang on. All right.
We go to a comedy show the other night. Midnight comedy show. And
Midnight
Comedy Show.
A side, B side at UCB Theater.
UCB.
It was a good show.
I spent 2 years ago New Year's Eve at UCB.
Nice.
Really?
Anyway, yeah. Don't worry about it.
So we go there. And after the show, Ryan's like, listen, I just want to say hi to a couple people.
Just want to say hi to a couple people.
I was like, oh, okay, sure. Goes up there, glad handing everybody, which is good.
Yeah.
But he loves
really
comics.
Really brown nosed.
Loves
them. Loves comics.
Loves comics.
But it's just like you.
But they love me right back.
Yeah,
they
it's just
right
like
back.
You with the and I don't mean this in any disrespecting way, but you and the Jewish people, like you like do the bar mitzvahs,
oh, yeah.
And all you do is brown nose all the other ones who are gonna have these kids get.
Oh, totally.
Hey, yeah. But hold on, Giggles. Yeah. Now it wasn't just me like meeting people and shaking hands. Then what happened? Then
Then we went to a house party.
Yeah,
in Chelsea,
filled with comics and people that look like write for The Onion,
oh, yeah.
And for Late Night. All these
are
people,
they
like
funny
comedy
people?
People.
Were they funny people?
Yeah, we had a great time.
Did you have a good time?
I had a great time.
But what's your beef? What's
so
the
drunk,
Giggles
so
beef?
Drunk.
What's
so
was
drunk?
This?
There's no beef.
It was Friday, last night.
It was
ago.
Good. I was trying to get, you know, he was glad-handed, but it was nice because I got to meet a bunch of people.
All right.
What's so glad-handing? What do you mean glad-handing?
It's like when you're running for election, you go glad-handing.
Glad-handing. Oh, kissing babies.
Kissing babies. I talk to people.
It's good.
Yeah.
I think at the end of the night though, I knew more people than he did.
Probably.
Because I was introducing Ryan to people.
Yeah.
I was like a social butterfly.
Here's what happened. Giggles, like I'm talking to like four or five people that I've, you know, are do the same kind of thing I want to do. And we're talking and stuff. It's great. Giggles is back in the corner promoting the show.
Oh, yeah.
Doing what he does at this
shut
little
up,
bar.
Man.
And it's just like he's being Giggles. He's Mr. Party's having a great time. He's having a great time. So yeah, he was
go
doing
on,
that.
On.
I was more like, you know, I was on a mission to meet comedy people.
Okay.
And that I did.
But
and
in the end, he knew more people than you?
He knew all these people that were in the corner. I knew all the people that were on the other end of the room. It was a big place.
Okay, all right. No. All right.
I mean, I would have been glad-handing if I would have been walking around like, hey, how you doing? Hey, here's my... Oh, you want my card? You want my card? Oh, which one
how
of us was giving
out
cards, Bradley?
Hey. How many cards you hand out?
I don't have a card.
Wait, hold on. Bradley, how many cards... Giggles, how many cards you hand out?
Probably 6 or 7.
Six or seven.
And I'm the one that's glad-handing and kissing babies. Explain this. this. You're treating it like it's a fucking convention.
But this is the second time, I will say, this is the second time that Ryan has been talking to somebody and being like, oh yeah, Mike, give him a card, and then he'll get in contact.
I'm making cards.
All right,
how old are you? How old are you?
Can we also make some Dave and Giggle cards? Can we make some Dave and Giggle cards and hand them out to these comics so they can come on our show?
Can we have a budget to make the Dave and Giggle cards?
Yeah, I'll get some cards.
On-air production meeting.
On-air production meeting. But I mean, like, how many people
marketing meeting.
How many people did you tell to come on to the show?
To come on to the show?
Yeah. Either of you.
I had four possible guests. Four possible guests. I said, come on, Dave and Giggles. Like, this one guy wants to do a science bit.
Oh, I like science.
Yeah, and he's Jewish. So he's a Jewish scientist.
Who was
that? So it's like just right up your alley.
Who was that?
What was that guy?
Beard.
What?
The guy with the beard.
I remember him.
Yeah,
how many people did you tell to come on this show?
Nobody.
You know,
nobody.
This is what I pay you guys for.
Yeah. Well, I thought I was banned from having people on the show.
Well, you are.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, that's true.
There you go.
Really good point.
If the show was better, I'd get better people to be on it. That's all I'm saying.
I will say right now, we do have, for the listeners at home,
all
right. If you're sitting at home and you're like, man, I want to be a part of this.
Okay.
We do have an empty chair
with a
microphone.
Sitting there waiting.
You never know who's going to come up.
Right over there. Right
you know
there.
Who we are. Giggles, Dave, and Ryan. You know how to get in contact with you.
Sure.
We'll give you the secret location of the studio.
Sure.
And we'll let you come in for the last 30 minutes. Text
email
callers,
us.
Email us. Send us
Dave
a text.
DaveandGiggles@gmail.com.
Hey, today I got a Facebook message from my friend Steve Booth. And Steve's a comic in Ohio. Do you remember the Super Bowl commercial, the Doritos one where the guy throws the thing in the vending machine?
No.
He was the guy that threw the thing in the machine.
All right.
Okay, so Booth, that's what we're
talking about.
He sends me this message that says, Jonathan Winters, you're familiar?
Jonathan Winters,
the improv comic. Yeah,
oh, the
older guy. Right. Big fan of Jonathan Winters, have been for years.
Winters Brothers.
So like Robin Williams is, you know, one of his proteges and stuff like that. Has a movie coming out. And they asked my friend to come to New York and lead this rally to get Jonathan Winters to host SNL. It's going to be outside of 30 Rock. So,
a la what's her name? Golden
a la
Girls.
Betty White.
Betty
right.
White.
It's kind of like a lame derivative thing, but he's like, hey, do you want to come to this rally and help me out and then go to the premiere and the after party, which is going to have, and he gave me like a list of celebrities that might be there. And I was like, hell yeah.
All right.
Sounds like a good time, right?
Okay.
So I'm going to see if I can get this guy to come with his camera, and we'll put something together for that show about, for the next week's show about.
I like it.
Yeah.
Let's do it. I like it.
So,
what day is
this? It's the rally's on Wednesday. The premiere's on Friday night.
All right.
So, if I can get you in, bring the Zoom.
Wednesday.
Get some interviews.
Let me see if I have to work. Let me check my calendar.
As long as we're having an on-air production meeting.
Yeah, it's on-air production meeting.
No, I'm free.
Okay, great.
I'm free.
Yeah.
See, that's the brilliance of not having a job, is you can do anything you want.
You can.
You can be like, I'm available all the time.
I am available.
So.
You look good.
Looking really good.
All right, what else you got over there?
Let's see here. Oh, shit.
What?
Frozen guy. Last night, the cops, Saturday, over in Astoria on 28th Street and...
Tell me about Frozen Guy.
28th Street and Newton Road.
Newton.
Over there, near the park.
Okay.
Finds this guy in a blue Beamer over there, frozen.
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 In his car?
In his car.
A Beamer.
A Beamer.
So he's
from
not
Jersey.
A homeless guy.
Not a homeless guy, sitting in his car, frozen.
Did not hear about this. Tell me about
it. Not so much in the story. There's not, you know, there's police really don't know. I think they're probably going to do too much investigation on it because they're New York City cops.
It's a death, though. There should be some, like, at least find out how he died.
They don't know if there's any foul play because he's just in his car frozen.
Shit.
Which makes me happy that I sold my truck because that thing didn't have heat, you know?
Well, not only did it have heat, it would have killed you from the exhaust fumes.
It's true.
I can't believe you still sold that thing.
I know.
It's sad.
It is
sad. It's a sad thing.
You know, my lady, she bought me a bottle of Miss Giggles.
A bottle of something to break over it?
No.
Oh, that'd
be great. She brought me a nice bottle of a scotch.
Mm.
She's like, you know, here's something for selling your truck. And I was like, wow, that's nice.
Celebrate the truck. She's doing it right.
I looked online about how much that bottle of scotch was.
Why are you looking online to find out how much?
Well,
I just wanted to know, like, what, you know, what the quality of the scotch was.
How much she loves you. That's what you want.
How much she loves me. $60 bottle of scotch.
$60 bottle of scotch.
So, all right. So, say, like, say that bottle of scotch was, like, the cheapest brand, $15.
Well,
would you be like, oh, come on, Miss Giggles. You couldn't have got me a good bottle of scotch? Is that what you do for, like, when you get presents from, like, your mom and stuff for Christmas? Do you look it up online to see how much it was?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Be like, okay, all right.
You're such a stalker.
Totally.
I had an ex that got me an autographed picture of Steve Martin, and I went online to find out how much he paid for it.
No?
Yeah.
How much you paid for it?
$60.
$60. That's $60
which,
all around.
That's $60 in college, though, which, you know, with the exchange rate of college to real life, it's like $300 for how much money college kids have.
That's true. I was thinking about taking, we were talking about this the other day, going back to school, just taking some continuing education
that's
classes.
Right,
what
yeah.
would you take?
Maybe like artistic law or something.
Bullshit, you were talking about taking an animation class.
No, not animation. Like maybe Photoshop, but I also want to know like artistic law.
You want to make cartoons.
I don't want to make cartoons.
I can't see you as a lawyer.
No. Not as a lawyer, but just like to know like what forms to get signed before you do work.
Oh, that's smart.
So you're
so paperwork class.
So you're protected. How many photos or videos have I done of people, and they're like, they don't give me any video credit, and their shit has like 150 views, and I was like, hey, that could have been 150 free commercials for me for doing your freaking gig.
And then how many people do you owe money to?
Just one.
No.
Two.
Me being one.
Yeah, but I'm going to take care of you before him.
Of course you will. Yeah. But you owe me what I told you you owe me.
Nah.
Yeah, I'm talking to Deb. You're talking to Deb?
She's got nothing to do with it.
Oh, yeah, she does. Son of a bitch.
What else? What else is going on? All right, so this Frozen
guy. Go ahead. Give me the Frozen guy.
Frozen guy.
Oh, we're not done with that yet?
I'm just bringing it back. He's dead.
Okay.
So they don't know. But
He's dead.
He found in his car, frozen.
That's tough.
So I'm thinking what
happened. He must have been there for a while to freeze.
He went to a house party, got drunk, got in his car to like, you know, be like, all right, I can't drive right now. I'm going to sober up.
You think it was a drunken thing?
Where was the car at again?
28th Street and Newton Road.
Okay. Over by the park, you're saying.
Yeah. Here in Astoria or in the city?
In Astoria.
Okay.
Yeah.
He wouldn't have froze today. Beautiful out.
Oh, it's gorgeous.
But so you think you could freeze within one night of being in your car? I don't know if that's possible.
But see, the thing was there was snow all over the car.
What day was this?
So how long was he passed out in the car?
Nobody knows.
I think he had to be in there for quite some time.
Like a couple days.
Probably a couple days.
Gosh. That happened once in Fort Lauderdale. I was driving.
It's not
and I
really
saw
that
this.
Cold down there, though.
No, but this guy was on a train track. We're like right before the train tracks. And was we called the cops. But like he was in his car and he was just like sleeping. Sleeping or dead or whatever. But
something.
I was like, let me call somebody on this.
Did you call someone on it?
Yeah, called the cops.
You're a good man.
Know. Yeah. I mean, if that was your family member, you'd want somebody to be like, hey, check this guy out.
You called the cops yourself?
Yeah.
So would you just see the guy in there and you're like, oh, that.
Yeah, I didn't want to tap on the window because, you know, what if he was like, oh, you know, and then like.
Shot you?
Like a good old like playing possum, you know, before the train tracks. And then you go to see if he's okay and he pulls a knife on you.
Yeah.
You know?
Shit.
That's why.
Could have been the end of
you. No, you know, I must have been weird.
Yeah. Have you ever had like a good Samaritan moment where you just felt really, really good about helping somebody out?
That's a good question. Let me think about it. You got anything over there?
Over here?
Yeah, over here.
I do. Man, I do good every day.
Yeah?
I do good every day.
What's that?
It's my phone.
Oh.
Ignore it. Well, no, I swear to God, you guys are way too easily distracted. Like, the mic doesn't work, and I'm like, I'll take care of it. And you guys are like, no, let's cease the show to fix the mic. A phone's ringing, and you're like a fucking dog that hears something, you know?
Jesus.
Well, that could be important.
When I was in high school, one of my teachers who was, where are you going?
I'm going to pee.
You're just going to get up and pee. Wow. Jesus. Well, when I was in high school, my best friend, who's also his brother, was a teacher. He was driving us home one day, and all of a sudden, he stops the car and turns around. And we're like, what are you doing? He's like, don't worry about it. What are you doing? Don't worry about it. He goes back. He goes and picks up this elderly woman at the bus stop and drives her home because he saw that the bus had just passed by the time she got there. So he went and drove her all the way home and made us sit in the back like going, what the hell is he doing? But he drove this poor little old lady home. It was the sweetest little good Samaritan thing I've ever seen.
Oh, that's nice.
It was nice.
Yeah.
I try not to do good Samaritan things. Wait, I try to do good Samaritan things.
Yeah, you should.
Wait, I try not to do good Samaritan things.
I got a good Samaritan story. So one night I'm walking in the beach in Miami.
Miami,
and,
yeah.
You know, hey, they have the boardwalk, and I used to go like running, walking, whatever. And I run past this lady. And I see that she's like crying. Like I think she was from South America or something, but you know, young, like my age or whatever, she's bawling.
Jesus.
I was like, man, that sounds terrible. You know, like, gosh, what, you know? So I run past, And I'm like, man, I should stop. And I go back, and I'm like, no, no, no. And I keep going. And I was like, you know what? I feel called. I feel called to be like, hey, are you okay? And so I run back, and I was like, you know, this was like one of those awkward moments where you're like, excuse me, are you okay? And turns out she was just really, really homesick. We like, walked a little bit and talked, and, you know, I made her laugh and stuff like that. But, you know, it was one of those times where I could have just kept on doing my thing.
Yeah.
But I stopped.
And helped her out.
And here, you know, I'm not patting myself on the back here.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah,
a little bit. A little bit.
But, you know, I think people should, like, let's get back to the human element of things. You know,
ladies and gentlemen.
Sorry.
It's time to switch over.
It
is
about time to switch over. I was just getting it ready. But you're right. It is. Like I was telling you last week about the how I got up for the lady on the subway.
Yeah.
I try to get up for ladies, especially if there's a girl around. But I try to get up for ladies. But then everyone got up for the old ladies, and there was just a whole row of old ladies. It was really sweet.
Yeah.
But I agree. I think we should do more things for especially the elderly.
Yeah.
You know, like I know now that like my body creaks, my body hurts. I'm only 32 years old.
No, I groan all the time.
I can't imagine being 80 years old. Ugh. That's got to be awful. Jeez. Let the ladies sit down.
Yeah.
All right. What?
Is your grandma still alive?
Grandma's still alive. Hung out with her yesterday.
Both of them?
Yeah, actually, really? I'm estranged from one of them. I haven't seen her in about 20 years.
We should. Wow. Let's reconnect.
She's in Florida.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, we can go down to Florida to pick up the car. And we'll go visit her.
Yeah. It'll She's be like rich. She's a millionaire.
You're kidding me.
I'm not kidding you.
Let's get her to sponsor the show.
Sponsor the show.
Seriously. Be like, listen.
Listen,
grandma,
lady.
Is it your dad's mom?
You should go up to her and say, hey, I'm Dave.
I love this. This could be a series of shows. Oh, you guys warming the heart of a curmudgeon in a mansion in Florida.
It would be hilarious.
Like a story out of the Boxcar Children.
It would be hilarious. All right. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to get the phone situation ready. I have actually something fun to play. This was a speech given at a commencement. And it was written by, I can't remember. I'll figure it out and I'll let you know. But it's a nice little speech. So pump up my iPad.
It's up.
And turn everyone else off. And
all right.
Ladies and gentlemen, wear sunscreen. If I could offer you only one tip for the future, sunscreen would be it. The long-term benefits of sunscreen have been proved by scientists, whereas the rest of my advice has no basis more reliable than my own meandering experience. I will dispense this advice now. Enjoy the power and beauty of your youth. Oh, never mind. You will not understand the power and beauty of your youth until they've faded. But trust me, in 20 years, you'll look back at photos of yourself and recall in a way you can't grasp now how much possibility lay before you and how fabulous you really looked. You are not as fat as you imagine. Don't worry about the future, or worry, but know that worrying is as effective as trying to solve an algebra equation by chewing bubblegum. The real troubles in your life are apt to be things that never crossed your worried mind, the kind that blindsides you at 4 p.m. on some idle Tuesday. Do one thing every day that scares you. Sing. Don't be reckless with other people's hearts. Don't put up with people who are reckless with yours. Floss. Don't waste your time on jealousy. Sometimes you're ahead. Sometimes you're behind. The race is long, and in the end, it's only with yourself. Remember compliments you receive. Forget the insults. If you succeed in doing this, tell me how. Keep your old love letters. Throw away your old bank statements. Stretch. Don't feel guilty if you don't know what you want to do with your life. The most interesting people I know didn't know at 22 what they wanted to do with their lives. Some of the most interesting 40-year-olds I know still don't. Get plenty of calcium. Be kind to your knees. You'll miss them when they're gone. Maybe you'll marry. Maybe you won't. Maybe you'll have children. Maybe you won't. Maybe you'll divorce at 40. Maybe you'll dance the funky chicken on your 75th wedding anniversary. Whatever you do, don't congratulate yourself too much, or berate yourself either. Your choices are half chance. So are everybody else's. Enjoy your body. Use it every way you can. Don't be afraid of it or what other people think of it. It's the greatest instrument you'll ever own. Dance. Even if you have nowhere to do it but in your own living room. Read the directions, even if you don't follow them. Do not read beauty magazines. They will only make you feel ugly. Get to know your parents. You never know when they'll be gone for good. Be nice to your siblings. They're your best link to your past and the people most likely to stick with you in the future. Understand that friends come and go, but with a precious few, you should hold on. Work hard to bridge the gaps in geography and lifestyle, because the older you get, the more you need the people you knew when you were young. Live in New York City once, but leave before it makes you hard. Live in Northern California once, but leave before it makes you soft. Travel. Accept certain inalienable truths. Prices will rise. Politicians will philander. You too will get old. And when you do, you'll fantasize that when you were young, prices were reasonable, politicians were noble, and children respected their elders. Respect your elders. Don't expect anyone else to support you. Maybe you have a trust fund. Maybe you'll have a wealthy spouse. Never know when either one might run out. Don't mess too much with your hair, or by the time you're 40, it will look 85. Be careful whose advice you buy, but be patient with those who supply it. Advice is a form of nostalgia. Dispensing it is a way of fishing the past from the disposal, wiping it off, painting over the ugly parts, and recycling it for more than it's worth. But trust me, I'm the sunscreen.
How will history remember us? Let's take a journey. Is the history of tomorrow. Lil Wayne was a hip-hopping magic man with hate in his heart and love on his mind. He was called Lil Wayne because he was only 3 apples tall. Legend has it that he was strong enough to pick up the world and drop it on your fucking head. If you could name a motherfucker deeper than him, he dead. The golden-mouthed pixie had strong magic. For instance, he had the power to finger-fuck the Nina and make the bitch have kids. Human people believed if they captured the little lollipop, he would grant them a wish. They trapped him in a shoebox and kept him on Rikers Island. Shodi said the nigga that she with ain't shit. He escaped Rikers Island with his magic cup potion, proving once and for all that if you fuck with him, you gonna get hit. This has been the history of tomorrow.
Wait, say what? He my doll! Wait, say what? He my doll!
We hear it,
we'll go with it.
All right.
Blog Talk Radio has screwed us once again. We're gonna X them. So listen, if you really want to call us,
yeah,
because I don't want to go through all this trouble if nobody wants to talk to us.
Sure.
If you really want to call us, you know our cell phone numbers. Give us a call, and we'll put you on speakerphone, and we'll put you on in the air.
Makes me so mad. All right, next week and I'm figuring this out.
Everything's fine.
And if it's my mom, screwed me. You know,
it's your mom.
We'll talk to my mom.
Sure.
Because she might try to call me. She likes to call me on Sundays.
Right. So we were just talking about before that that
I'm gonna
commencement
keep trying.
Speech.
I'm gonna
keep... Yeah, just keep it in the background low. Mm-hmm. And if it pops on, we'll talk. But if not, we're just going to do the rest of the show with a little annoying ring in the background. So we were talking about before. What I remember...
I have to be able to hear the ring just in case we get connected.
I can hear it. Don't worry about it. Kurt Vonnegut is one that I researched that wrote that, but you were saying that might be
a rumor.
I thought
it was Baz Luhrmann performed it.
Turn yourself up.
What an idiot.
Hello?
You're on three.
I'm right here. No, I'm not. Look. There, test, test, 1, 2, test, test, 1, 2.
How many years have we been doing this?
I mean,
just turn yourself up a little
bit. No, I had heard that like it was an urban myth. It's exactly the same.
I know, but what else am I going to do? You're not going to touch anything, so I'm just going to move on. That's what I'm saying.
No, I did. Like, I came in really hot, and I pulled it down a little bit. Anyways, yeah, no, I heard it was like an urban myth that Kurt Vonnegut wrote.
It might be. That's the one I found on researching online. You can't trust the internet. That's for sure.
No.
But, yeah. So it was a good little thing. I thought I'd play that for everybody.
Yeah, it's Blast from the Past.
Blast from the Past. Yeah, that came out in like 99. What are you smiling about?
No, do you remember like back in the day before like, you know, serious internet usage, you could cut and paste from the internet and, you know, you could write a report, just cut and paste them from different reports.
Sure.
And, you know, the teacher would never know.
Never know.
I never
Now they know.
Man. Kids got to be smarter these days. I think that's why so many are failing.
Totally.
Closed up.
But I think what's
the harder to cheat?
What's the biggest thing that we should be teaching our kids though? Like researching skills, right?
I think researching skills, but also like, you know.
But what is researching skills anymore? Researching skills is going to Wikipedia, going to Google and finding the right thing. That's the whole thing about the whole Jeopardy Watson thing, is that he's been programmed with so much information, right? And he goes through all his information and then diagnoses whether it's the right answer or not, whether all about all the information he has. So he might have a question of like, is Giggles an idiot? So he'll go through the internet and or go through all his information and go, this says Giggles is an idiot. This says Giggles is an idiot. This says Giggles is an idiot. 2 out of 3 says Giggles is an idiot. The answer is Giggles is an idiot.
Mm-hmm.
So he's going to go with that.
Yeah.
So like, you know, networking in, skills of researching are based on like, going in and finding out if it really is true or if it's just an internet idiocracy. You know what I mean?
Gosh, you could have said that in maybe 5 seconds.
So just fill in time, like a minute, man.
You have the attention span of a kid. You know that?
You really
if it's not dangling in front of your eyes and you think it's a mouse's tail, you just can't.
You can't hold it.
You can't hold it.
No.
Remember the video we watched a couple weeks ago of the rat on the subway?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I found out an article the other day, today, actually. There was on the Boston subway a 3-foot boa constrictor.
Whoa. Really?
Yeah, it got loose. Someone lost it. Because you know how like there's that new trend where people wear snakes around their neck?
Gosh, take those what? People.
Yeah, there's a new trend where people, are, like thugs mostly, wearing like wearing snakes around their neck as charms. Just like as necklaces.
Because they've seen the movie RoboCop too many times,
exactly.
I guess. Yeah.
Or Britney Spears videos or MTV Music Awards. So this whatever, whoever let it go, it got loose, and it got loose on the Boston subway. Man, that would be a tough
What's
one.
Next, man? Are gangsters going to start walking around with, like, tigers on leashes and shit?
Pretty much.
Probably.
You're getting into that phone thing, aren't you?
I don't know.
Just let it go.
I'm going to let it go.
We'll try it in a minute, but let it go.
I saw that one day in South Beach. Oh, it's like a Miami show. I'm talking about, I think I miss Miami a little bit.
You are missing Miami a little bit. But I think it's the cold.
It is the cold. One day, I'm walking down Lincoln Road in South Beach, and this son of a bitch is walking his tiger.
Son of a bitch.
And I was like, what are you...
Really?
Yeah, this guy had a tiger. I mean, he must have been like a trainer or just like really...
You would only see that in Florida.
Full-grown?
Full-grown tiger. I think he was like gay and liked to work out a lot.
The tiger was?
Yeah.
Because he had on a little tank top like in Rocky III.
Yeah, he had on those muscle pants too.
Right, and a lot of rings.
But I was just like, bro, you're going to be that guy that, you know, is doing this all for attention, all for show. I mean, maybe he wasn't gay. I don't know. But, like...
Where did that come from?
I don't know. It's just... It's a predominantly gay area. And the guy, you know...
A lot of gays have tigers these days, too.
Apparently.
A lot of gays. Roy? Yeah.
Well, maybe not anymore after that.
No. That was a long time ago. What is this, 2002?
But anyways, it's like that lady who has the pet chimp. You know, and gets her face ripped off.
Sure.
Don't have a pet chimp. Yeah. It's an ape. It's
was
an
it
animal.
A pet? I thought she was like at a place that had chimps and then it attacked her.
No, I think it was some lady had a... I don't know. But just don't play with chimps.
Yeah, she had a pet chimp and it went wild on her friend and then it turned on her. And
You saw the video of it?
Yeah,
didn't
I saw
you?
The video.
Like she had her whole face ripped
I just heard
off.
The audio of it. There was no... Because she was on the phone calling 911. You can hear in the background the chimp going nuts.
No, well, Oprah had her.
Yeah, showed her face.
Yeah, she had her after. But I'm talking about the actual 911 call I heard, which was awful.
There's one part during that interview where Oprah reached up to wipe pus away from the woman's face that was leaking out. It was one of the weirdest, most creepiest interviews. Yeah, like it's just, you know... And like the woman said in the interview, I get up and I walk down my hallway every day, like to go to the bathroom or the bedroom. And Oprah looked at her and said, well, then I have no excuse. Like, no excuse for what? Like, what, to not get up and work out with your personal trainer every morning?
Yeah.
You know?
You know, I'm going to do a little Oprah bashing.
All right, give it to me.
She
recently released the fact that she had a sister, or mm-hmm. that she, like, she was holding this big secret for years and years and years. And I was like, you know what, Oprah?
Yeah, but just, she wasn't holding that secret. She just found out about it.
Yeah, and then a tabloid was going to put it out first, and she beat him to it.
And she beat him to it. Because it was her mom who had the kid and gave her away and never told anyone didn't else in the family. And, you know, then eventually...
Something good about that, her sister, too, she didn't use... She never asked Oprah for any money. If Oprah was my half-sister, I'd be like, yo, where's my money?
Where's my milk?
Yeah, you remember the Chappelle Show bitch? Sketch, right? Where he thinks that he got Oprah pregnant, and so he's just hanging out at her house all the time.
Which guy?
Chappelle Show. He did a sketch Oprah's one. Baby daddy.
That is a good one. Oprah!
Oprah. Yeah, what's new on the internet? What's the internet craze right now?
I noticed this week you have put out a slew of videos on other people's sites. Yeah. What was going on with that?
I've been into watching, some of the first music videos from the 80s, from Chicago, from Richard Pryor. What's the other? Looks like them.
Lionel Richard.
They kind of look the same.
You just said Richard Pryor and Lionel Richie look alike.
No.
Lionel Richie.
Lionel Richie. All right. But just the storytelling from there, Air Supply, Bryan Adams.
God, it's so awful.
Think about being on that music video set back in the 80s when people really didn't know what they were doing. Everybody was blowing lines up their nose. Nobody really, they're like, oh, this is going to be creative. Wear a lot of pink and turquoise, dance around, and kiss each other. Huh?
Dance around and kissing each other.
Well, music videos nowadays are so
Sure. Well, it was MTV that really made it go as fast-paced, because then had all the TV shows that were just as fast-paced. But early music videos, they're pretty awful. They're unwatchable.
I think they're great.
Which ones do you watch? Which ones are you watching?
What's the last one I watched? An Air Supply one. And it was
What's
great.
The name of that Air Supply song? You have any Air Supply?
We'll play it. I can't believe you're giving the wheel of me right now. That's terrible idea.
I just leaned back and was watching in amazement.
I was actually watching you too, and it was a dying
Air Supply. Yeah.
Let's see what you can do with this. I'm going to sit back and watch. What do you got? While the phone is ringing in the background.
This is good.
And Boston ringing in the background.
Boston.
Too. Okay, I'm going to play this. Get ready for it. Oh. All right, we have an ad. Hold on. Here we go. Shut up.
These shoes are magic.
What is this?
These shoes are magic.
Skip this ad now. Yeah, skip this ad. Try to play some Air Supply.
I hate how they play ads now. It's so obnoxious.
It's the thing, because they know people aren't watching TV. So good.
What song is this? What's it called?
Lost in Love.
Was it my prom?
Speaking of Lost
the theme
in
of
love,
my prom.
What are we going to do next week? Are we having a show Sunday night?
Next week, we're actually going to go out to Jersey. You're coming with us. We're getting Deb Amlin on our show.
Deb Amlin.
I don't think she knows it yet, but the crossword times.
We're going to do a show from Jersey?
We're going to do a show from Dirty Jersey.
You in on this?
No.
You're in.
I don't think
Sunday.
I am either.
You're going to be out there Sunday. We're doing that movie.
Who's driving?
Oh, shit. That is next week, isn't it? Yeah. Damn it.
Wait, what's going on? How come I have heard nothing about this?
Ryan and I
got to write a script for that.
We're filming this kid. He's going to have a bar mitzvah. And we're doing
I didn't agree to any of this. What is going on? Tell me more.
Tell him.
We're doing it's a UV. You can't really call it a UV.
A UV?
A UV.
A UV.
What's a UV?
It's it's like a movie about this kid. And then we're going to play
Is that what we're calling it now? A UV?
A UV.
When you make a movie about yourself, it's called a UV?
Yeah, but we wanted to call it a juvie because he's doing
And he's been in a lot of trouble in school.
I like that.
But we can't really call it that. We can't really, we're coming to film your juvie, I don't know if they take it the right way.
Let's do it.
Yeah, we'll call it. But we're doing that Sunday, and it's going to be good. And after we film it, we're going to do the show from Jersey. We'll get Deb Amlin on there. And it's going to be a great show.
So when were you going to tell me about this?
Today.
Right now.
On-air production.
On-air production.
You got to drive us out because I sold the truck.
You didn't tell me about this at all. Oh, you're killing me. All right, we'll look into it. Deb Amlin, she's a writer. What did she write? What was that book she wrote?
It's not PMS, it's you.
It's you. Yeah. So we're going to talk
Such
about...
Such typical, angst.
But it's all these short paragraphs about things, and it wasn't really a book. It was more like a... featurette of things. I have it. I'll read it. We'll talk about it next week.
Yeah, we should do some dramatic readings from it,
Yeah. What are you playing now?
Don't you worry about it. This will be good.
Honestly,
I got into last week, speaking of YouTube videos, I got into last week watching snow-related car accidents.
Oh, you love
that. That's
a
really good time. Most of them are like cars that are trying to get up a hill and then just eventually slide down, and then cars like 50-car pileup. That is my favorite thing to watch these days on the internet. It's so much fun. That's
great. Hey, I always got in like, you know, if I'm flipping to the channels and I see a car chase show or something where people are pulling onto ramps the wrong way or the guy's running, anything shot from a helicopter, I'm into.
There's this this video I watched the other day. I guess it must have been edited by a Russian because it's a lot of like, you know, Eastern European, you know, fails and stuff like that. But it's 10 minutes of just people biffing it and doing stupid stuff and fat kids crying.
Biffing it?
Biffing it, like falling.
Okay.
No, it's not it's the beautiful. Ohio thing.
It's beautiful. Nah. It's beautiful. It's so good. Because the other day I was on the internet and I was so bored and I was like, what? Come on, something entertain me. You know, just entertain me. You know?
And you were watching. There's the channel like Fail.
Failblog.org.
Fail, yeah, one of those things.
There's also
YouTube
that
channel. YouTube channel.
Like, we do?
No, Fail.
Oh, yeah.
Whatever
it
is.
Yeah, but I've seen all of those.
But those are great.
Yeah, you need something.
All right, so go on. You were watching this guy biff it.
Watching this guy biff it. And it was just 10 minutes of like beauty. Just, you know, people doing stupid stuff. Humans will do stupid stuff.
Apparently there's I think his name is Kevin McDonald. I think that's his name. But Kevin McDonald just came out with a movie, and it's called The YouTube Movie. And it showcases, they took like something like 190 hours of YouTube videos or something along those lines, or hooked up like videos to people's houses. And it goes through the gamut of life of like, on YouTube, there's babies being born. And then on YouTube, it goes to like people dying. And it's, and it goes through the whole gamut of life. And he does it in this movie. I think it's called The YouTube Movie, but Kevin McDonald is the guy
who directed
it. Of
Kids in the Hall of
Fame? I think it's someone different.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
But he
That's
just played
awesome.
He played it at Sundance, and it got huge reviews. So if you're
so
check
it's more
that
like
out.
They took real YouTube videos.
It's like real YouTube videos, or he like set it up so that it was recorded onto YouTube, and he set up cameras in people's houses
That's
all
so
over
cool.
the country.
Yeah.
It's like every country in the world had this, like a section
Ooh.
In it. Yeah, it's, apparently it's got rave reviews in Sundance.
Yeah, I like this. I like to check this
I
out.
I know you would.
So
who are you playing? Who's playing that?
This is the Ronstadt Generations.
This is the Generations, huh?
I think it's called Wagon Mound. I don't know if it's correct or not, but I just wanted to plug a little Michael Ronstadt.
Michael Ronstadt. Maybe next week we'll get Ronstadt to sign a CD. We'll give it out next week.
Uh-huh.
What are you doing for
In Jersey? You're going to have Ronstadt come to Jersey?
No. We just need a CD.
I
give
gotcha.
It out. Right, we'll right. For callers. But
from earlier.
What are you doing for V-Day this year?
Valentine's Day?
Yeah.
The lady's working.
Oof.
I think she's working. I hope she's working. Ugh, I don't want to go out on Valentine's Day. It's so expensive.
Oh, it's awful.
Oh, it's terrible.
You gonna make her a little something?
Yeah, maybe. Make a little, maybe a little card.
Date?
Yeah, you're gonna ask me something. You ask me every week.
I do ask you every week.
Yeah.
Have you been
I'm
on
trying to
date?
Remind you subtly. Yeah. I'm like, you don't listen to him anyways. You guys, I wish you could see this at home, because when one of them is talking, the other one is looking at a computer, they're texting, they're playing with their balls.
I can listen
never,
while I do it.
And when there's a musical guest in here, we all leave the room.
way to
the
pull
most
back
unwelcome
curtains.
Environment.
Way to pull
for
back
anyone
the
here.
Way to pull back the curtains.
Okay,
all right, so
okay, Ryan.
Every week I ask, I haven't done it in a while, I think, but dates.
Week. Yeah.
Have you been on any dates lately?
No.
So that's what you poked me for. I thought you had something big. You went on a date. You blew it.
I was gonna
you
ask,
nailed her.
I was gonna ask a girl out on a date.
All right.
And then she wasn't around.
She wasn't around. You're trying to call
trying again.
From the last 5 minutes of the show.
Yeah.
It's really not our fault.
No, it's not.
I'll let the listeners at home know. Blog Talk Radio has screwed us, because they want they used to give us an hour time
for
90
free.
Minutes time. All of this for free.
Right.
Now they want $40 a month.
They
want
to make money.
They want to make money off
and
of
it. And all they do is give us a half an hour free, and they're not
and
even...
And it doesn't even work.
Doesn't even work.
Sons of bitches.
Makes me really mad. All right, so also next week I want to talk about, because we're getting close to Oscars.
Mm-hmm.
My goal is to watch every motion picture of the year nominated one.
How close are you?
All right, I'm going to go through it. Black Swan, saw it.
Yeah.
Fighter, saw it. Inception, saw it. The Kids Are All Right, I haven't seen it. The King's Speech, saw it. Social Network, I haven't seen it yet.
Really?
That's one I haven't seen
okay.
yet. 127 Hours, I saw it. Toy Story 3, I saw it. True Grit, I saw it, and Winter's Bone, I haven't seen it.
I've seen 5 of the 10.
All right, so I've seen 8 out of 10.
Is there one that you want to win? That you
That I want to win?
Of the 6 or 7 that you've seen.
I think if it was up to me, the one I took away the most from and talked about longer was probably The Fighter.
The one that I want to see the most that I haven't seen.
Yeah. The Fighter, I think I liked the most because it was like, it had a good story and it was like good characters. Christian Bale is awesome in it. The best, I think, directed film is either Inception, which I think is a good directed film, but I think Black Swan was really awesome in this direction and it's like vision and all that. I think for best picture, though, what I think will win is King's Speech.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, now I haven't seen it.
I've saw it.
I don't know, like, you know.
I think
isn't
it's going
usually
to
the
win.
Kind of movies that appeal to actors? Don't they usually do better?
Kind of.
Because there's more actors voting for things?
Well, not necessarily, because it's by the Academy. And anyone who's in the Academy, which are thousands and thousands of people, it's not just actors and directors. Right. And it's like anyone who works in the industry who's directly related. So like editors, producers.
I think it's really just all money. It's all whichever studio
puts in the
stuff. It is
political. It's definitely political. But there are people out there who are just like...
Are you guys going to talk about anything interesting?
Totally.
You find nothing interesting.
I know, you
nothing
don't.
Nothing holds your attention except for things that happen in your
life.
I
want to know that's going to make what
now, let's
makes
talk about
you
music videos from the 80s. Let's talk about Air Supply.
I just went into the other room, and I listened to you guys.
Yeah?
And I was like, if I was a listener at home, would I want to be listening to this right now? No.
People like to talk about the movies. Like, what is wrong with you?
I don't get it. Is this it?
That's it.
This is it. This
and, it's Super Bowl Sunday, and you don't want to talk
about football.
Super
Bowl Sunday, and you don't want to talk about football. All right, so we're going to watch. We're going to do best commercial.
Okay.
We'll talk about it next week.
Chili Cook-Off. Who do you think is going to win?
Oh, Chili Cook-Off.
Who do you think is going to cry?
All right, this is what we can do for the Chili Cook-Off. I say we go to Wendy's and get a whole pot of their chili. We bring it back to the house, say we cooked it.
I love it. Can you get a pot of chili from Wendy's?
We can get like a couple bowls and put it in a bigger bowl. We'll get one of your containers.
I haven't
and
been
bring it over.
I haven't eaten fast. Well, I did eat a double cheeseburger on Saturday night because I hadn't eaten fast food in months.
Jesus, good for you. Let's do it though.
Yeah,
we'll win. Let's win this thing with Wendy's chili.
You got to do your best to convince me to go out to Ridgewood.
You're
I hate
coming
that
out
place.
To Ridgewood.
I hate that place.
You're coming out to Ridgewood.
It's so. Who's there? Scrap.
Scrap.
The Hole.
Ball.
Maybe Soft Top. Think Soft Top's there?
Maybe.
It's just a bunch of dudes.
It's just a
it's
bunch
so
of dudes.
Depressing. It's so
maybe weird. Jason, but Jason's got 102 fever.
Really?
Yeah. Poor guy. I told him to go out and lay in the snow and do some snow angels.
It's probably all that
cool
coffee.
Down. It's probably all that coffee. That was the last time he's been on this show.
It's true.
I think we've bugged him out.
Look how good he's doing now.
You
know? Leaves Dave and Giggles, and that's what happens to him.
It is what
you
happens.
Get fevers.
All right. So,
next
what
week.
We got? We got... Samson Challenge. Don't
Samson
cutting our hair.
Not cut my hair.
Next week.
Jersey. Show in Jersey.
We'll talk about this. Maybe we'll get Deb Hamlin on. We'll talk about this. This is the first I've heard about it, so I got to think about it and hear all of us talk about it. All
right.
She
doesn't even know she's on.
Next week, we're going to talk to Ronstadt, get a signed CD, and give it out.
Okay.
And there's a game to it. There's going to be a game to it, so you got to listen and you got to call in.
Okay.
We'll get the phones up and working.
I like it.
Yeah.
So, and we're going to do this. Every week, we're going to give out a signed CD.
Signed CD.
From an artist who's maybe been on our show.
And the bigger we get, the bigger the artists are. So keep listening and let us send us emails. DaveandGiggles@gmail.com. What else you got?
Nothing. I'm just.
You
want to
plug
talk.
Anything?
Done.
Yeah,
done.
We got to figure out.
We're unplugging them.
Done. Anything to plug before we go?
Jonathan Winters rally to get him on SNL Wednesday outside of 30 Rock from 4 to 6.
4 to 6.
I like it. I'm there.
All right.
Good show, guys.
Good show.
Super
Good
Bowl.
Show. Super Bowl. Go
I
Green
will
Bay.
Say the Steelers are going to win.
All right.
I'm going to say the Steelers are going to win
make
by
a bet.
Win by 3.
I think they will, but I don't want them to.
Packers are winning.
Hope
okay.
So.
There you go. Good show.
Good show.
Good show.
All right. Good work, guys. We'll see you next week. Regular time, 7 or 8, 10 to 11.
No, we probably got to do it a little earlier if we're going to be out in Jersey.
Just go to the www.davingiggles.blogspot.com and we'll put out a couple of emails.
We'll let you know when it is. Yeah.
Well, I hope you guys are listening and we'll talk to you next week.
Much love, guys.
All right.
Much love.
He's got to get the last word in. Yeah, he always does. I always notice it.
Well, no, you left it hanging. You're like,
I know, because I wanted to see what he was going to do and then you jumped
I'm
in.
I'm like, well, what? All right. Okay,
it's a good thing his mic's working.
Have a good Super Bowl, boys and girls.
Good job. Good.